Well, the thing is, when I called my own plays, it's funny because I think the person that told me, Bradshaw, said before myself called him, he said he was the last one. I don't know how often you called your own plays, Lenny. Did you call your own plays a lot too?
Yeah, I call all the plays.
Yeah, that's right. And I don't understand why they don't do more of that, because for me, I knew where I wanted Andre Reed. I knew where I wanted James Lofton. I knew that Andre Reed was so much better of a receiver when he was inside than he was outside. And Lofton had the long legs, the big stride on the outside. He wasn't quite as quick in the inside. So I knew where to put these players. I knew exactly where to put them and what plays to call. And that's why, you know, my hat goes off to Coach Levy, because if it wasn't for him having enough confidence in me to let me call all my own plays, because you can understand, his job security was on the line too. If I screw up, it was his job too. So he allowed me to do that, but I'll tell you what, I wouldn't have done it if I knew I didn't have number 34 in the backfield and Andre Reed in the outside, James Lofton, a couple Hall of Famers, and of course, one of the keys to our whole offense was our center, Ken Hall, making all those calls. So I was very fortunate. I was surrounded with a lot of great players, but again, I knew what plays I wanted, and when I watched the Bills play or some other teams, certain downs and distance during course of the game, I know that I wouldn't want to take a chance on a third down and a three or four. I'd rather run a draw play or hand it off when they think you're going to pass and you want to take a chance of getting sacked and getting knocked out of field goal range. Certain times during a game, I knew what I wanted. I had a feel for it, and I'm sure Lenny would tell you the same thing.